Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Talk Millennial, and this is the part 2 of bipolar disorder. The episode was quite bipolar disorder is quite a huge topic, as I said earlier, and I knew that I couldn't cover it in one audio, so I had to split it into two. But first of all, I want to say thank you to you, my fans, who spread my podcast. I have new audiences in these places. I never thought I'll ever have these audiences, but I'm really grateful to you guys for sharing my content. I have a new audience in Nigeria, others in Malawi and Malaysia, and the final place that I was able to get was Britain. And I'm very grateful to you guys, because it couldn't have reached that far if it weren't for your support, guys. So I'm grateful from the bottom of my heart. I'm saying I'm grateful. Anyway, let's get into the topic, and I'm gonna take a short break and I'll be right back. Welcome back. So, bipolar disorder in teens. Yes, also teens do have bipolar disorder. So, the angst-filled behavior is nothing new to the average parent of a teenager. So, the shift in hormones plus the life changes that come with puberty can even make the most well-behaved teen seem a little upset or overly emotional from time to time. However, some teenage changes in mood may be the result of a more serious condition, such as a bipolar disorder. So, a bipolar disorder diagnosis is most common during the late teens and early adult years. So, for teenagers, the more common symptoms of manic episodes include being very happy, acting out or misbehaving, taking part in risky behaviors, abusing substances, thinking about sex more than usual, becoming overly sexual or sexual active, having trouble sleeping but not showing signs of fatigue or being tired, having a short temper, having trouble staying focused, is always easily distracted. So for teenagers, the more common symptoms of a depressive episodes also include sleeping a lot or too little, eating too much or too little, feeling very sad or showing little excitability, withdrawing from activities and friends, thinking about death and suicidal. So diagnosis and treatment of bipolar disorder can help teens live a healthy life. So as a parent, we really need to check out for diagnosis and the treatment measures that are very appealing to your child, especially your teen. And in this session also, I'm going to talk about bipolar disorder and how it is intertwined with depression. So bipolar disorder can have two extremes, up and down. To be diagnosed with bipolar, you must have experienced a period of mania or hypomania, as I mentioned in my first episode. So people generally feel up in the face of the disorder. When you're experiencing an up change in mood, you may feel highly energized and easily excitable. Some people with bipolar disorder will also experience a major depression episode or a down mood. So when you're experiencing the down change in mood, you may feel lethargical or unmotivated or sad. However, not all people with bipolar disorder who have this symptom feel down enough to be labeled depressed. For instance, for some people, once their mania is treated, a normal mood may feel like depression because they enjoy the high caused by the manic episode, while bipolar disorder can cause you to feel depressed. It's not the same as the condition called depression. Bipolar disorder can cause high and lows, but depression causes moods and emotions that are always down. So you can continue, you can go and discover the differences between bipolar disorder and depression when you're doing your own thorough research. And I'm also going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about the causes of bipolar disorder. Welcome back. So, causes of bipolar disorder. As we all know, bipolar is a common mental health disorder, but it's a bit of a mystery to doctors and researchers. It's not yet clear what causes some people to develop the condition and not others. So, possible causes of bipolar disorder include genetics. If your parent or sibling has bipolar disorder, you are more likely than other people to develop the condition. However, it's important to keep in mind that most people who have bipolar disorder in their family history don't develop it. Your brain, that's another cause. Your brain structure may impact your risk for the disease. Abnormality in the structure or function of your brain may increase your risk. Environmental factors. It's not just what's in your body that can make you more likely to develop bipolar disorder. Outside factors may contribute too. These factors can include extreme stress, traumatic experiences, and physical illnesses. Each of these factors may influence who develops bipolar disorder. What's more likely, however, is that a combination of factors contributes to the development of the disease. And is bipolar disorder hereditary? Bipolar disorder can be passed from a parent to a child. Research has identified a strong genetic link in people with bipolar disorder. So if you have a relative with the disorder, your chances of also developing it are 4 to 6 times higher than people without a family history of the condition. However, this doesn't mean that everyone with relatives who have this disorder will develop it. In addition, not everyone with bipolar disorder has a family history of the disease. So still, genetics seems to play a considerable role in the incidence of bipolar disorder. So if you have a family member with bipolar disorder, finding out whether screening might be a good idea for you. So I'm going to take another short break, and I'm going to talk about bipolar disorder diagnosis and the symptom test which have been taken so that one can be detected that they have bipolar. So, bipolar disorder diagnosis. A diagnosis of bipolar disorder 1 involves either one or two manic episodes or mix of manic and depressive episodes. It may also include a major depressive episode, but it may not. A diagnosis of bipolar 2 involves one or two major depressive episodes and at least one episode of hypomania. So for you to be diagnosed with manic episodes, you must experience symptoms that last at least 1 week or that caused you to be hospitalized. you must experience symptoms almost all day, every day during this time. Major depressive episodes, on the other hand, must last for at least 2 weeks. Bipolar disorder can be difficult to diagnose because mood swings can vary. It's even harder to diagnose in children and adolescents. In this age group, often has a greater change in mood, behavior, and energy levels. So bipolar disorder often gets worse if it's left untreated. Episodes may happen more often and become more extreme. But if you receive treatment for your bipolar disorder, it's possible for you to live a healthy and productive life. Therefore, diagnosis is very, very important. So there are also bipolar disorder symptom tests. One test results does not make bipolar disorder diagnosis. Instead, your doctor will use several tests and exams. And these exams and tests include physical exam. Your doctor will do a full physical exam. They may also order blood or urine test to rule out other symptoms, possible symptoms that cause this bipolar disorder. Another test they're going to do is mental health evaluation. Your doctor may refer you to a mental health professional, such as a psychologist or psychiatrist. These doctors diagnose and treat mental health conditions such as bipolar disorder. During the visit, they will evaluate your mental health and look for signs of bipolar disorder. Another test they do is mood journal. If your doctor suspects your behavior change as a result of mood disorder like bipolar, they may ask you to chart your moods. The easiest way to do this is to keep a journal of how you feel and how long these feelings last. Your doctor may also suggest that you record your sleeping and eating patterns. And another test they do is called diagnostic criteria. The diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorder, DSM, is an outline of symptoms for various mental health disorders. So doctors can follow the list to confirm whether you have this bipolar disorder, and also get to see how they can diagnose it. So your doctor may use these tools to test the bipolar disorder and diagnose it. And you can read this, you can read more about the tests and get to just familiarize yourself with the test. So I'm going to take another short break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about bipolar disorder treatment. Welcome back, guys, and we're going to talk about bipolar disorder treatment. So several treatments are available to help you manage your bipolar disorder. So these treatments include medication, counseling, lifestyle changes, and also some natural remedies which have been proven to be helpful. So under medication, there are some medications which are usually recommended. That are mood stabilizers, antipsychotic, antidepressant, antipsychotic, and this type of anti-anxiety medication known as alprazolam, though this one is used for a short-term treatment. So under psychotherapy, there are some psychotherapy treatments that are recommended, which include cognitive behavior therapy. This is whereby you get to talk to your therapist on ways to manage your bipolar disorder, and in this case they usually help you understand your thinking patterns, also coming up with positive coping strategies
and how you can connect to a mental health care around your area. So this cognitive therapy is usually very important. Another one is psychoeducation, whereby it helps you, it's like a counseling which helps you and your loved ones understand the disorder. So when you know more about the disorder, it will help you and others in your life to manage it. Another one is interpersonal and social rhythm therapy, which focuses on regulating your daily habits such as sleeping, eating, and exercising. So balancing this everyday basic can help you manage your disorder. So there are other treatment options which include electroconvulsive therapy, sleeping medication, supplements, and so many others. Those are the ones that I was able to get. So under lifestyle changes, there are also some simple tips you can take right now to help you manage your bipolar disorder. And these steps include keeping a routine for eating and sleeping, learning to recognize mood swings, ask a friend or a relative to support your treatment plan, or talk to a doctor or a licensed healthcare provider. Because they will really help you know how to manage your bipolar disorder. So underneath natural remedies for bipolar disorder, there are some, as I mentioned earlier, there are some remedies that have been proven to be very helpful, especially to this condition. And this treatment could interfere with the medication you are taking. So the following herbs and supplements may help you stabilize your mood and relieve symptoms of bipolar disorder. So one of the herbal remedies or supplements are fish oil, which has shown that people who consume a lot of this oil are less likely to develop bipolar disease. So that's a research which was done in year 2013. And there's another one called Rhodiola rosea, which showed that this plant may be helpful to treat depression, like in a moderate way. So when it is treated, there's a likelihood that your bipolar symptoms will be suppressed. And there's also another one called Semi, which is an amino acid supplement. The research also has shown that it eases symptoms of major depression and other mood disorders. So these are the three types of natural remedies which were identified to help one cope up with their disorder. So I think I have covered so much about this. Though there's so much about bipolar, you can go and Google to learn more about bipolar disorder and relationships, and also bipolar disorder, and also about the people who live with bipolar disorder, how they can manage it and all that. So there's so much that you can get from the internet and also from your doctor. So I recommend you to do all that which I've requested. But if you have any other information that you think I haven't added here, you can hit me up on my links and get in touch, and we can share the details. And guys, don't forget to support my podcast by clicking the support button or sending your contribution to my PayPal account. And it will really, really help people here, because there are so many people who are suffering from this disorder and are looking for a means to help them. So I hope to see you in my next episode. And in my next episode, it's next month, I guess, I'll be talking about education. So I hope that you guys will be ready to send your contribution about the education sector, so that we can get to share and know the tips on where we can perfect our education sectors in different countries. So it's a bye from me, and I'll see you in my next episode.